The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Bella Magazine. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We got a great day lined up for you, and I can't think of a better way to start it off than with my friends from Bella Magazine. Good morning, ladies. Welcome, welcome. We have Maggie. She is here. Oh my goodness, I just had your name written down. Hang on a second, Maggie.
It's Maggie Tomley Williams.
Thank you. I just checked with her to make sure I pronounced it correctly. Oh, so it's great to have you. God, I've known Maggie for years. Good grief. It's great to have you here, Maggie. And then we also have with us from Favor House,
Tracy Hodson.
Tracy Hodson. So welcome. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. Thank you both for being here. Where do you want to start? We've got the new issue. Cover looks beautiful.
Thank you. Our photographers do such a great job. And Allison, our fashion expert, brings us always such wonderful.
I know. It's so pretty, pretty pink. I mean, it's beautiful. It looks great. Okay, so tell us everything. What's been happening? It's been a busy month, I know.
It has. So for anybody who happens to not know, if you've been living under a rock for 20 years, Bella is the women's magazine for Greater Pensacola area. And every month we bring anything that's important to women. It doesn't matter if it's a profile of somebody who has done something that has made Pensacola look really good, or they've given back to the community, or if it's the latest fashion trends, or if it's health advice for women. If it's important to women, it's important to us at Bella Magazine. And we're here today to talk about Favor House, one of the nonprofits that serves our area so tremendously well.
Well, we are so happy to have you. Thank you so much for everything that you do. But let's start off because, of course, we're both familiar with it, but maybe one of our listeners is not familiar with what Favor House is all about. You have a pretty important mission.
We do. So we are the Certified Domestic Violence Center serving Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and we've been doing that since 1980.
Since 1980, really?
Yes, ma'am. So we're celebrating 45 years this
year.
Wow.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And we are, we empower domestic violence survivors and families to create safe spaces and healthy relationships, and we do that through intervention, prevention, and empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And so our programs are, most people know us of the emergency shelter.
Right.
So we run a 24-hour hotline and we run a 24-hour emergency shelter for people who are fleeing an abusive relationship and need someplace safe to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we also provide non-residential programs. So we have individual and group counseling. We have empowerment classes that help teach life skills and things like basic literacy and help with budgeting and all kinds of things to be able to prepare somebody. Because when they've left, usually when they leave an abusive relationship, they're leaving with nothing. Right. We're starting over.
Right.
So our job is to help them move forward. And so our programs are set up to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so you do have a facility where people go, a shelter?
Yes. So we have a shelter, which is an undisclosed location. But we also have we have two outreach centers. We have one here in Pensacola, and we have one in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We have a satellite office in Navarre, and then we also have an education center where we do a lot of family education. And so in that, we are able to provide services right there locally to the people that need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many myths and misunderstandings about domestic violence and abuse. So what would you say, are there some preventative signs that you can look for? I mean, tell us a little bit about that and the history of all of that, because we've come a long way from many, many years ago.
We have come a long way. We still have a long way to go. So just some boring stats. But it's 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men, and 1 in 5 teenagers will experience an abusive relationship. And
1 in 4 men.
1 in 4 men.
That's interesting.
And that's one of the areas, there's a lot of stigma behind a male coming forward, but, men can be treated poorly. They can be, and doesn't have to be physical. I think that's one of the things that's the misconception, that everybody has this vision of somebody who's been beat up, they're bruised, they're broken. A lot of times what we're seeing is abuse through things like coercive control, which is an emotional abuse.
They've put more laws in the books now about coercive control,
yes,
which is what happens prior to,
yes,
the physical abuse.
So domestic violence, like the relationship itself, it's not about the violence. It's about power and control.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I need to do to be able to have control over another person, that is what I'm going to do. So whether it's treating them poorly, humiliating them in public, having a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personality where out in public I am charming and wonderful and you think I'm the greatest person on the planet, and then behind closed doors I'm a monster. Those are all pieces of a bigger puzzle. So the physical violence is usually where it's escalated beyond the emotional abuse and the controlling behaviors. One of the things that is number one for people that are going through an abusive relationship is they're being financially abused.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number one way to control somebody is to control their money. So
right,
they're not allowed to work, or maybe they do work, but they're not allowed to have access to the money. Maybe they don't know when rent is due. They don't even know who their landlord is. Like, these are all pieces of a puzzle.
It's a power thing, really.
Very much a power thing.
And also, I understand, too, not only the emotional and the financial, but also just restricting them from the people that you love. So that slowly isolate people,
yes,
from their families, from their friends, from their coworkers. So that they.
So the number
that's a big
one
key
thing,
too, isn't it?
Yes. So if it's about power and control, the number one thing I want you to do is to only be able to depend on me, right? I want you to only be able to think that I'm the only one that's there for you, that I'm the only one that's going to help you. And in that abusive relationship, you have now become isolated from your friends, your family, anybody that might notice that. The behaviors I'm displaying. Does
and your self-esteem gets
totally
trounced on, really, because then you have no one saying you're okay and someone every single day saying you're not.
Yes. And so I think, I've been doing this work for a long time, but I am the daughter of a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell you my mom's full story, but it was not my father who was the abuser. So I just want everybody to know that. I did not grow up seeing it. It was after my parents had separated. And I'll never forget that when my mom's story came out, I found out that her abuser had put her into ICU with a baseball bat. And
gosh.
I didn't know she lived 2,500 miles away. I had no idea. As she was telling me the story, of course, I got mad. I got, all of the things you feel when somebody's
sure.
been violated. And she looked at me and she says, I would take his baseball bat over his words any day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, how can you say that?
Yeah.
Like, you know. And she said, because she said, the bruises are gone. She said, the bones are healed. You're not going to see the scars unless I point them out. She says, but I hear his voice in my head every day telling me how stupid I am.
Mm.
How my children don't love me enough to come visit. How, you know, I'm never going to be anything without him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, my sister and I were still very young. And we live 2,500 miles away. So the idea of using me as a weapon against my mom was just traumatic.
Oh, absolutely. Devastating.
In the end, it ended up being why I'm the advocate that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom didn't feel like she had resources. He had completely isolated her from everybody.
Right.
And all of the pieces of the puzzle that I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
when her story came out,
mm-hmm.
right? But now, 12, 15 years into this work, I get it. I'm still not okay with it.
Right.
And I'm definitely going to advocate for somebody else who feels like they don't have resources, who doesn't understand that there really is a community out here that is waiting to share in your, you know, in your journey
and help you heal.
And Favor House is very much about that healing point,
mm-hmm.
right? So at the any point when somebody's ready to talk to somebody, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
All of our services are free. All of them are confidential. We don't share our information with anybody. And so it's definitely, if you need us, we have a program and some service that can probably help you. And if we can't, we have an entire network of people who can.
Mm-hmm. When is the best time for someone to contact you? Because there, from what I understand, there are different stages of this as it evolves. So what's so insidious about it is people say, well, gosh, you know, how did you get involved with that guy or that girl? And the thing is, particularly with narcissists, they will love bomb you in the beginning. And you think, oh, my gosh, I've met this wonderful romantic guy sending me flowers every week. And he's so sweet and leaves me little notes. And it's an interesting digression from that. It's very subtle, very slow, slowly isolate. There's a whole process that seems to happen from what I understand.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, you're waking up going, how did I end up here?
Yep.
And people are so usually so surprised because, like you said, here's this really friendly guy out there in the community who's doing different things at home.
Yep. So what you just described is what we call in our world, it's the power and control wheel. So
mm-hmm.
it's an entire spoke, right? And each one has a different element to it. So it's that coercive control. It's using your children or your pets as pawns.
It's a kind of grooming that happens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So everything that you just talked about, when your question was, when is the best time to reach out? The best time to reach out is when you start to question whether or not this is, like, you start to see red flags. And
mm-hmm.
so we have on our website as well as in our literature, we have all kinds of information about red flags to look out for when you're just starting to date somebody or when you see somebody that's dating, say, your child, you know, those kind of pieces. And so the best time to reach out if you're aware of it, because as you said,
mm-hmm.
it's insidious,
it's
right?
Very insidious.
Is the moment that you think that there's something unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
that there's something unsafe, there's something not right.
So they don't necessarily have to have been beaten to take advantage of your services.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because in some people's minds, it's got to be that extreme to get help.
No, absolutely not.
You don't have to wait till then.
Mm-mm. And we really want to be able to help you before it gets to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Favor House is concerned, whenever you're ready, it doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter what day it is. Reach out to our hotline or, you know, call and make an appointment to see an advocate, because sometimes it just takes, like, somebody asking you the right questions, and I do that with air quotes. I know your people.
Yeah, it, but,
asking you the right questions for you to be able to see the pattern, to be able to see that power and control, and to be able to figure out how you're going to deal with it from that point forward. And for Favor House, our purpose is to make sure you're safe. So we're doing safety planning. We're bringing awareness to your surroundings. We're helping you process through what's going on, right? But it is not our life. It is not our relationship. And it is not our job to tell you what to do. We just want to empower you with the information to make your own decisions.
And then give you choices.
And to give you your power back, your story, your life back.
It's very incredible what you're doing. We're talking with Tracy, who is with Favor House as the guest of Bella Magazine. Maggie is here. And so you have a whole article about this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. If you've got a question about Favor House, domestic violence, or perhaps you've already picked up your issue of Bella Magazine, you have a question about one of the articles this month, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. So Tracy, what are the best way for someone to reach out to you? How do you do that? How do they do that?
So we have several ways. The number one way, if you want to get somebody to talk to the advocate on duty, is to call the hotline. So the hotline is staffed 24/7. It's 850-434-6600. And that you can call that anytime and somebody will answer. Another way is during business hours, Monday through Friday, you can call either one of our outreach offices, the one in Pensacola or the one in Milton. And, then you can set an appointment to be able to come in to talk to somebody at your convenience. With that too, they don't have to come to our office to talk to our outreach advocate. So if you feel like you're being surveilled, right? If you feel
like... Because a lot of times the people are being tracked, yes. They're getting their phones are being tracked. Yes. Sometimes they don't have the freedom to make that call.
Yes. So if you feel like you're being tracked and you feel like you can't get to our office because that's going to send off a bell, right? Then our people will actually meet you in a place that is public and is someplace that would be normal for you to go to.
Right.
So, for example, you always shop at Publix, right? Publix tends to have eating areas where, you know, somebody can sit and have a coffee or have a sandwich. And so our advocates can meet you at the Publix that you normally go to at the time that you're normally there and be able to have a conversation with you and to help you do some really, you know, safety planning and conversation. So you don't have to come to us. We'll come to you.
Right.
It's just a matter of reaching out. And then the last way you can get a hold of us is through the website.
Okay.
We are on social media as well. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. All of those pieces, those are ways that you can reach us.
Well, on the back of Bella Magazine, the full back page is a beautiful advertisement for Favor House and how they can help. And the crisis hotline, 850-434-6600, 850-434-6600. Jot that down and know that there's help out there. The other thing I want to ask you about, too, is that typically it's not just a spouse or a partner, but what about children?
So where
does that fall in terms of what you all do? Because I know we also have other agencies in this area that help with kids.
So let me clarify. Are you asking if the child is being abused or if the parent is being abused and children are involved?
Maybe both.
Okay, so...
Maybe you can address both situations? I don't know.
We don't actually address the child abuse itself.
Right. Okay.
So, but
that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
We do have advocates that are inside, not inside, that sounds terrible, who have offices that mm-hmm. are with the DCF offices. So if there is an investigation into child abuse, then we do have advocates that are connecting with the non-offending parent and to be able to offer them access to. Because if the children are being abused, more than likely there are abusive tendencies on the partner as well. Mm-hmm. And so we have advocates within DCF to be able to connect you to our resources. And then, you know, not communicating with DCF on your case.
Right.
Providing you confidential services specific for the non-offending parent.
Okay. And we do have a text that just came in from one of our listeners, and it's a good question. Does Favor House use mental health professionals or screen for mental health illness prior to making the recommendations on how to proceed with a, quote, abusive spouse?
So we do not have on staff a mental health therapist. Mm-hmm. However, I do have within my staff a licensed mental health counselor. That's just not her role at our agency.
Gotcha.
So we would not be able to do the diagnosis, right? But our people are trained. Our advocates are all trained in the dynamics of abusive relationships. We're consistently, being trained on things to watch out for. And at the point that we think that it's time for somebody to talk to somebody that's better informed and better, you know, like a therapist, mm-hmm. we have community partners in town that we're able to connect people to. And so once it gets to that point, we don't provide that service directly, but we have community partners who do. And our referrals, you know, we work through the whole process with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So
once they reach you, they've whatever emergency has happened or whatever has led someone to come to Favor House, and they come there, there's safety. Talk a little bit about what happens next after that. I mean, okay. How do they get back into their lives, I guess? This is kind of a long-winded question, but it's not an easy one, I'm sure.
I'm going to give you kind of a two thing, and this is very, very high level. So please right. know that this is not specific to any individual, right?
Correct. I'm just trying to get a sense of what you do.
But sometimes somebody comes in and whatever had happened, especially in our shelter, so mm-hmm. whatever had happened was scary enough, was significant enough, maybe the law enforcement was called, something mm-hmm. that they felt the need to come into shelter. When they come in, you know, they say to us, you know, I'm going back. Like, they are planning to go back. They're not ready to leave the relationship yet. Maybe law enforcement, quote unquote, made them come.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then we understand that. So I know that that seems weird to the common person, but in our world, we know that a person is being abused will leave their relationship 7 to 9 times statistically before they leave for good. And so when they come in and say, I'm not ready to leave yet, we understand. So with that, we are doing safety planning. We're reminding them that this is probably going to happen again,
mm-hmm.
that it might be worse next time, and that we are always here for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in and you say, I don't want to go back, I don't want to do this anymore, then we have an entire program that we are able to help you start building towards that future, that foundation. So everything from the individual counseling, the group counseling, we've got the classes I was telling about. We have an economic empowerment program. So
that would be critical, because like you said, so often it's financial power.
Yes. And the number one way to have independence and self-sufficiency is to have literacy in finances and, mm-hmm. and be able to have access to income.
Right.
And so our program is very much about that. Let's build your basic skills, and then let's, you know, look for a job. Let's look for housing. Let's move you forward. And then with that, again, we are just providing the information. We're just providing the, you know, the opportunity. It's the person that is on her healing journey, his or her healing journey, that will make the decisions. We just have the opportunity to do that.
And providing the resources, which is incredible. So thank you to Bella Magazine, because Maggie is here today. We're talking about Favor House. We did get another question, so... if we can address this one, is there a connection with the military if a military member or spouse is involved?
So we do have a relationship with the military. It's the first line. The first line is there on the bases. They both have all of the bases in our area have a family advocacy. I don't know if you call it a department. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not from the military. My apologies to everybody. but they do have help there on the base, and then through that we can get connected, and they can come to us if they feel if they are in base housing and they don't feel safe and they feel like they need the shelter, they can bypass anything that's offered on base or offered through the military and come right to us.
Okay.
But we do have a working relationship with all of those departments.
So do you have any kind of events that are coming up now that we should mention?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for asking. This is why Bella brought me on, and I thank you, Maggie. We are having our second annual Favor House Roundup next Friday. So June 13th.
How did I know that?
Because it's in the Bella Magazine.
Yes, yes.
So it's our annual fundraiser. So this is to make sure we are up and over our financial goal for this fiscal year. So we our year ends on June 30th. That night we are set to raise $50,000.
Wow. Okay.
To be able to meet our budget for the year. But with that, it's just going to be a good time. It's going to be so much fun. We've got Cat Country, who's partnered with us.
Right? That's our sister station. So
Brent
it's okay.
Lane is going to be there, and he's going to be our MC. And we've got Blackwater Country. They're going to have live music. And they are a country band that actually plays favorites that you all know. So we have a line dance instructor. We've got games.
Fun.
So one of the big things this year that we've changed up is we're doing the Favor House or the Roundup Saloon. So come on in and you can play.
So you're supposed
roulette.
To dress country for the
Absolutely.
Roundup? Okay, I'm just checking. I'm
going
to make sure on the
you.
Attire. I mean, it's very important for Bella Magazine that I'm dressed appropriately. Exactly.
But I will tell you, it's a dirt floor. So please leave your high-heeled shoes and you know, your fancy
boots,
shoes.
Boots, baby.
Boots are the way to go. So.
Okay, so the date, the time, and how do I get tickets?
So it is Friday, June 13th. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are on sale on our website, which is favorhouse.org. And they are currently $60 a piece, or if you want a reserved table for eight, they're $520.
Excellent. Okay. So is there any other way? Let's say I can't make it to the roundup, but I wanted to make it do something, make a difference. Can I donate money? Do you take clothing donations or, you know, the maybe necessities like hairspray and that kind. Did you take those kinds of things or?
We do. So we do. I'm not embarrassed to say that cash is always king. Because that allows us a lot of flexibility to be able to get the things that our participants need.
Right.
Right. But we do take other items. So there is a wish list on our website.
Oh,
there's
okay,
an
good.
Amazon wish list that you can, those are things that we go through all the time. You know, things like the hygiene products you were talking about, the paper products,
right.
All of that. So, and that comes directly to us. You don't even have, you just click on it and it comes to our place. You don't have to drop it off or anything. We also have an immediate needs list. That list is for participants' needs. So maybe somebody's moving out of the shelter and into a home of their own and they need stuff. There are items there. And then as far as clothing is concerned, right now we have been blessed with clothing at this point. We're overflowing. So we are
good there.
We are good there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much. Tracy Hudson or Hobson?
Hodson.
Okay. She is the executive director. Thank you so much for what you do. Maggie Tomley is here with us.
Somebody's
here. Oh my gosh. I need another cup of coffee, girl. Yes, I will. And we have only about 2 minutes left to talk about this amazing issue of Bella Magazine. So tell us a little bit before we go.
So I just want to say we also have a Juneteenth celebration coming up. The Watson Family Foundation is putting that on this year. Bella is also sponsoring that. I will tell you that we will be at the Faber House Roundup. We're sponsoring there. We're going to be there. Pick up a copy of Bella at any of our advertisers, Joe Patty. You can come by here. The station has copies of it. Lee Tracy, Kia Autosport, Beret Jeweler.
The visitor centers have copies of Bella.
Pick up the Chamber of Commerce, Chambers of Commerce. Yeah, so pick up a copy, read more about women's health, read more about the activities that are going on that women will be interested in attending, the latest in fashion styles. We have an article this time about Alzheimer's, caring for someone in your family who has Alzheimer's. That falls to the women of the world. So we have some good advice on that and lots of other fun and exciting things that are happening in Pensacola.
All right. We're talking with Maggie Tomley Williams.
Yay, I got it right. Perfect.
So check out Bella Magazine. Can you find it online, too?
You can find it online. The easiest way is Pensacola Bella Magazine on our Facebook page. Or you can go online and search for bellamagazine.com. And we have digital, as if you don't want to pick up a hard copy, if that's not your thing.
Right.
Yeah, you can check it out there. And also on our Facebook page, there's a list of places that you can pick up the magazine.
That sounds great. So Maggie Tomley Williams, thank you for being here this morning with Bella Magazine. Say hello to Kelly for me.
I'll do
it. If you would. And also thank you so much, Tracy Hudson.
Yes.
I got it right. Goodness gracious. Thank you so much for being here and for all you do with Faber House. Again, give us the info about the event and getting the tickets and if want to help, your website.
Sure. So it's the Faber House Roundup. It's Friday, June 13th. The website is faberhouse.org. Tickets are $60 for individuals or $520 for a table of eight. And you can get those right on the website.
All right. Thank you both.